Well, good morning again. Mother's Day. We want to say happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. And I know there are some mothers here today, and especially those of preschool children that feel like, you know, you give and you give and you give, and you just may feel like you're running on empty today. Well, I pray that the Lord will fill you up this morning. And by the way, guys and gals as well, those of you who are like me who can't write songs or sing songs or make presentations of your mother, I'm going to tell you about some gifts that all of us can give our mother today. Not just today, but each and every day of our lives as we honor our mothers today. And you know what? Moms are the most influential people in all of the world. It is just as true today that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And as Christians, we see motherhood as a ministry, as service, as serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want to give you some ideas as to what you can give your mother this Mother's Day. And Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12 is a verse that we're going to look at today, and you will recognize this as one of the Ten Commandments. And this verse says, "Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." And so it says to honor your mother. I want us to concentrate on our mothers today. But you know what? This is a command. This one of the Ten Commandments is the only commandment that is given with a promise. This says that if you will honor your parents, if you will honor your mother and your father, that you will have a blessing. There will be a blessing. Your life will be blessed. And there are many different ways that God blesses your life. And He gives you a special earthly blessing while you're here on this earth. Now, the word honor literally means to give significance to make weighty. Now, for those of you guys who are thinking, well, I got to make my mom heavier, that's not what that means. But what that does mean is to weigh her down with valuable things. And I want to give you some ideas about some of the most valuable things that we can give our mothers on this Mother's Day. James Dobson, a Christian psychologist, if you don't know him, but he is did a study of women in America, and he said this. The question was asked, what is the number one reason women get depressed in the United States? And they came up with this. The number one cause of depression of women in the United States was low self-esteem. And I think it's because this commandment, we're not keeping this commandment like God wants us to keep it. And so this morning, three quick comments. How to build up your mother. How to give her gifts that are so valuable and to weigh her down with three gifts that are valuable to her. First of all, give her forgiveness. Now, there are a couple of reactions that you're going to have to that. Number one is, the first reaction probably for most of you here today, well, I can't think of a thing that I need to forgive my mother for. Well, great, that's wonderful. But if there is anything you need to forgive your mother for, you need to do that. The second reaction is, forgive my mother for that. Forgive my mother. I could never forgive her for the things that she has done to me. But what you need to do is to forgive her and accept the fact that she's your mother. And you may say, well, I didn't have a choice in that. Well, she didn't have a choice either. And so God ordained it that she be your mother. You know, I think about my mom who's in heaven today, and I look forward to that reunion that we're going to have someday. But, I did so many crazy things when I was growing up, and I did so many things that I'm sure that there were some places my mother went, under an assumed name, She didn't want to say that she's my mom. But the very fact that she didn't choose to be your mother and she didn't choose you wasn't a matter of choice makes it absolutely essential that you accept your mom, that you forgive your mom, that you say that, Mom, I love you and I appreciate you and I want to honor you and I forgive you for anything that may have been between us. You know, I heard about a guy who said that my mother's got so many hang-ups, she's got more hang-ups than the phone company. Well, you just need to forgive her. All of us have weaknesses, and all of us have faults, and all of us have inconsistencies, and we sin, and we make mistakes.
And we all started from the same place. I want you to look at how the Message Bible says it in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. It says it like this. It wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. And you filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. We all did it. All of us doing what we felt like doing, when we felt like doing it, and all of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose His temper and do away with a whole lot of us. Instead, immense in His mercy and with an incredible love, He embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. And He did all this on His own with no help from us. And then He picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Forgiveness is so essential. It is so important in our Christian life and whoever it is that we need to forgive. And by the way, this message, you know, it just doesn't work on mothers. It works on everybody. It works on husbands. It works on wives. It works on children. It works on the boss. It works on everybody. And so we need this message for all of us. But we want to honor our mothers today. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with your mom, and you don't have to agree with everything that your mom did or is doing. It doesn't mean that you think your mom's perfect. It doesn't mean that you ignore all of her faults and weaknesses. Forgiveness and acceptance of your mom means simply that you realize that of all the people God could have chosen to be your mother, God looked down on this earth and He says, I want her to be your mom, and I want her to be the vehicle for bringing you into the world. And you know what? God never makes mistakes. The Bible says, honor your mother. Honor your mother. And the number one way you do that is you give her the gift of forgiveness, whatever need there may be there. The second gift that I believe we can weigh our mothers down with and honor them today, give her valuable things, is give her gratitude. Give her gratitude. This goes beyond forgiveness. Forgiveness says, I forgive you in spite of your weaknesses. Gratitude says, I appreciate you for the things that you do positively in my life. Now, those of you who aren't parents, you need to understand, parenting is not easy. It's not an easy job. It can be difficult, it can be time demanding, it can be energy draining. And you know, after raising our three children and now we've got four grandchildren, I have a new appreciation for my parents and what they went through as they were raising me and my five brothers and sisters. It takes incredible energy just to corral those little ones. You know, just to corral your kids and try to teach them something. Have you ever considered how much easier your parents' life would have been if they hadn't had you? You know, when was the last time you thanked your parents for just putting up with you? Who else would have? So parenting is difficult at many, many times, but parenting is expensive. The economics today alone are staggering when we think about what it costs to raise children. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22, it says this, when your mother is old, show her appreciation. But I don't think that verse is saying wait till your mom gets old and you show her appreciation. But especially when she is old, you need to give her that appreciation and think about what she has done. And have you ever given serious consideration to the fact how much easier her life would have been without you? And so be appreciative of what your mother has done in your life. You know, They say that as you look at the rings in a tree, you know, when you cut a tree, and certain trees, there'll be rings there, and it kind of tells you the age of that tree. But not only does it tell you the age of the tree, but those rings will be different widths. And it will tell you, those different widths of the rings will tell you how tough a year that tree had. I think the gray hairs in my mom's head tells how many tough times she had in raising me and my brothers and sisters. And I think that is an indication. I appreciate my mom. I love my mom. I appreciate what she did for me. I appreciate the fact that she believed in me all the days that she was here on this earth. And she did not give up on me. Someone one time said, the deepest need in human nature is the need, the craving to be appreciated. In fact, when someone you love gets cranky or irritable or impatient, you know what that means? I think most of the time it means that you have not appreciated that loved one enough. Mark Twain once said, I could go a full 2 weeks on one good compliment. And that's true. Most of us can. And we need to show our moms the gratitude that she deserves. Honor your mom. It's not an option. It's a commandment. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Be grateful for your mother. Tell her that you appreciate her. Let her know the things you appreciate that she's put up with and done for you. Then the third gift, the great gift, one of the great gifts that you can give your mother on Mother's Day is you can give her the gift of encouragement. Many mothers are constantly battling the enemies of self-doubt and feelings of unworthiness and inadequacy. Surveys have shown that the number one problem of women is low self-esteem. We've already mentioned that. But why is that? I think there are several factors. One is, in the first place, being a mother is an awesome, awesome responsibility. It is awesome. It is terrifying to think about the responsibility. You know, I remember back the first time that Chris was gone overnight and she left me with the kids. I was terrified. What am I going to do? You know, all of that awesome responsibility came down and I realized it. And, you know, even now as they leave me with Deacon for a little while, you know, it's just an awesome feeling of responsibility. And that weighs in, and sometimes it's frustrating and it's overwhelming, and the tremendous privilege and responsibility of shaping young lives. What a responsibility. And many moms say, I just feel inadequate. I just don't feel up to the job. And I really believe the unsung heroes of our day are parents without partners. And they're the people we need to put on a pedestal and say, we appreciate you and what you're doing. So that's the first reason that so much self-esteem, so low self-esteem. And then society comes along, and society is always attacking the family. And society is putting down motherhood and the traditional responsibility of the mother. And this is one of the areas that if you want to get me angry, you just show me an article that puts down motherhood. You just show me tell me about a TV program that puts down motherhood. Tell me about a movie or something that puts down the God-ordained role of mothers. Today we act like there's something weird about a mom, a woman who wants to be home with her family, who wants to love her family more than anything else. And if you get fulfilled and actually enjoy being a mother, what's wrong with you, our society says? Are you some kind of a kook? The constant bombardment of these values are bound to affect a woman's self-esteem. And then there's a third thing that causes that low self-esteem, and that is the overemphasis on physical beauty. And we've been in this for years and years in our society, and our society rewards physical beauty, and we punish plainness. And as a result, the ladies are always having to compare themselves. And you watch TV and it seems like happiness is determined by your measurements. Guys and gals, I want to give you all a verse. And guys, this is a verse to quote to your wife, to your mother, to the ladies in your life. And that is Proverbs 31, verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Beauty is not going to last, but character will. Character will. And a woman who puts her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, a woman who trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ, a woman who bows her knee to the Lord Jesus Christ and trusts Him for all of her life, she is a woman who fears the Lord. She is a woman to be praised. In other words, the Lord gives us our face, But we determine the expression of our face. Now, you probably look at me and you say, well, Pastor, I don't know if you can give me a beauty tip, but I can. I'm going to give you a beauty tip. You know how you can make yourself, your personal face look more beautiful every single day? You can give yourself a facelift every day. Not just the ladies, but all of us. And you know what you can do to do that? You know how you do that? You smile. You smile. You know, you are never more beautiful than when you smile. And the women who smile are the most beautiful women in the world. Because when you've got peace on the inside, it's bound to break out on your face. The Bible talks about the countenance of a godly woman, and it shows in our life and in our attitude because somebody has been encouraging that lady. So what are you giving your mother for Mother's Day? I hope if you can't give her a song, if you can't write her a song and make a presentation for her, that you're very seriously, and even if you can do those things, these are even greater gifts to give your mother. I hope that you are really seriously considering forgiving her. Whatever it may be, maybe she hurt you in some way, maybe she said something that you've just held on to that, you need to forgive her. And think about those things that you can be grateful for, the fact that she brought you into this world and she sacrificed those things, many things, to bring you into this world and to raise you and to bring you up the way that you've been brought up. And then to encourage her, to give her that gift of encouragement. And how do you encourage your mother? Just by showing respect for her efforts, admitting the fact that you realize how valuable she is and encouraging her to develop her potential. Gratitude is past-oriented. Encouragement is future-oriented. But the greatest way you can encourage your mother is pray for her. Pray for your mom. No matter what season of life your mother is in, pray for her, but also listen to her. If your mother is like my mother was, and like a lot of mothers I know, she likes to give advice. And one of the ways you can honor your mother is you listen to that advice. Now, you may not agree with it. You don't have to agree with it all of the time. But honor your mom, and you listen, and you weigh that out, because most of the time she's right. Most of the time she's right. But listen to her. That's common courtesy. And you know, when Jesus died on the cross, the greatest example we have is from our Lord Jesus Christ. When he was hanging on that cross, one of the very last acts that he did is that he looked down at his mother, who was weeping there at the foot of the cross. And beside his mother was the disciple that Jesus loved. And he looked at his disciple and he said, John, take care of my mother. Take care of my mother. He honored his mother when he was on the cross dying and paying the penalty for my sin and for your sin. And yet he gave us one more example. I want you to consider your relationship with your mother today. If she's still here on this earth, what's your relationship with your mother? Is there tension? Maybe there's a hurt. Maybe you have resentment that you need to get out of your life. Maybe it's none of those things. Maybe you'd say, my relationship to my mom is great, but you take her for granted. God says, honor your mother. It's not an option. It comes with a promise, and one of the promises it comes with is that you reap what you sow. And as a parent, do you want to be honored? If you want to be honored, then honor your parents. Honor your mother. Do you want to be forgiven when you need forgiveness in your life? Then forgive your mother for those things that have hurt you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want gratitude to be shown toward you? Then appreciate your mother and your father. Do you want to be encouraged? You reap what you sow. The Bible says that that is a fact of life. And actually, we all need to give and receive all three of these gifts, male or female, mother or father, whatever. We all need the gift of forgiveness. We all need the gift of gratitude. And then we all need the gift of encouragement. And so I want to say to you today that these three simple statements come with a promise. When you honor your parents, when you honor your mom, when you honor your father, comes with a promise that there will be a blessing, that God will give you a special earthly blessing here as you live for Him and obey Him. I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to sing a song of invitation. We're going to ask our Sunday school classes to come and to be praying. The altar is open here this morning. I don't know what God has been saying to your heart today, but you know, and the altar's open, and you need to do business with the Lord. You come and you do that. Maybe you're saying, well, I don't even know if I have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not really sure about that, and you want to come today, and you want to get that sure for certain and sure. You don't want to leave this place without doing that. Be sure that you have that relationship with Jesus. Establish that relationship with Him today. Or maybe you need to get closer to Him and you just need to come to the altar and say, Lord, I've wandered away. Some of you, maybe you haven't wandered very far. Others, maybe a long, long way. Maybe you're thinking, I can't come back. I'm so far away. Yes, you can. God has open arms and He says, no matter where you are, it's just one step back to me. Just one step back. You come as we sing together.
And one.